You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is the plague at all a threat in the modern day?
No.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. Despite several years of requests from tertiary education providers, workers and students, the government's budget announcements did not grant any new funding to support the country's universities. The government also delivered on its promise to move the first year fees-free policy to the last year of students' degrees. I spoke to one of the national presidents from the Tertiary Education Union, Julie Douglas, about what the lack of support might mean for tertiary education, how the fees-free change will affect students, and how the sector will adapt moving forward. In the budget announcements, what was the TEU, I guess, expecting?
Well, I suppose we were realistic. What we would like to have seen is some investment in tertiary education. We've been waiting many years for any government to see the importance of our sector and put some investment into it, because we're slipping backwards. So that would have been nice to have seen, but I think we went into the budget day knowing that they weren't going to deliver, and they came through in spades. They did not deliver.
And what does that lack of funding, I guess, represent for tertiary education as a sector?
Well, I think what we've been seeing over the last couple of decades is a consistent decline in the investment, which has flowed through to for students, increased fees. For staff, we've seen job cuts, we've seen increased class sizes, so increased workloads. In some respects, that leads to a diminished experience for students when they're in those sorts of environments. I think that we're seeing a lot of course cuts, so we're starting to see a degradation of what we're actually offering. And this is really concerning, given that we're at a time in the planet's history where we need more scientists, we need more people to be able to analyse the social issues and problems, and these are the very areas that we're not seeing growth in. So it is concerning.
I guess, is that difference in funding noticeable for people on the ground? Is there worry amongst students and staff that there's not enough funding for things to move forward?
Well, look, absolutely. We know very much. It's not just a feeling. We know that these things are cutting and that it's starting to reduce outcomes. And I think, you know, for students, it's very concerning that they've decided to stop the first year freeze fee. And we know the last government said they were going to extend it to free or every year, but they never did. But what is important about that first year freeze fee, I think, is that it enables students to take a risk, to have a bit of a try whether they want to go into tertiary education. And I think a lot of young people, if they don't come from backgrounds where there's an expectation to do that, it can sometimes be a very daunting choice to suddenly invest in going to university or to polytech or whatever. And so, you know, the cutting of the first year funding is a worry, because students need a lot of support in that first year. And I think that the risk is that by taking away that, at least that financial reduction of the burden, is going to mean that we risk shifting back to a more elitist body of students, the ones who can afford to go. Because if you have to wait to the final year for a freeze fee sort of year, it's only those who can afford to get through the other years who are going to benefit. So those who are more privileged potentially are the ones who are going to benefit from this government's decision. And we're also seeing the way that the funding announcement is part of the budget, a very much below inflation rate increase for the SAC funding, but allowing institutions to move the student contribution and their tuition fees by up to 6%. So we're seeing a very neoliberal view to education really pushing through, where we're starting to see the idea that education is a private, not a public good, and we're shifting the financial burden onto students more and more. And that's only going to make it even harder for students to make that choice to come to university or polytechnic and get the skills that they need and what we as society need.
Yeah, when the government was talking about removing, or I guess moving, the first year fees free to the last year, they talked about it having no significant impact on enrolments, with enrolments actually dropping over the past few years. I guess there's some of the reasons why enrolments in tertiary education have been dropping recently.
Well, look, I think it's always cyclical, and I think there's a whole lot of reasons. It's very complex, and I can't even pretend to know all of the reasons, but I think we've got the tail of COVID and lockdowns and the experience of young people maybe not wanting to go straight into education. What we'll probably see now that unemployment's on the rise again, we might see that trend changing. And as we've seen in some universities, actually there's been an uptick in the enrolments this year. So, you know, I think it's a little bit not true to say that we're seeing this huge decline. I think it's cyclical, and I don't think that should make us have these knee-jerk reactions to it. And, you know, so I don't think that's necessarily true. And you were asking about the free fees thing about that. I think that while we might not see an increase in the number of students coming in because of the free fees, what we might have been seeing, but is very difficult to measure, is a more likely completion, because at least the first year, the financial burden hasn't been as hard. And we know that many of the reasons students drop out is because of the cost of living, the fact they need to work more to be able to provide for themselves, the fact that they can't afford to basically be at university. So we may have seen quite a different picture without the first year fees being free. So it's a hard one to measure, something which, you know, we can't measure easily. So we don't know what this will do by reintroducing first year fees. We may see a very much more significant decline in enrolments.
You mentioned obviously the full fees free for students, but what other policies would the TU, I guess, what kind of things would the TU be wanting?
Well, look, we've been asking for some time for an inflation-linked increases in the funding that comes into the sector, because what we've actually seen is an actual decline in the funding. And if you know, we can get by when inflation is low, but we know the last few years it's been fairly high, and this has had a very real impact. So in times when inflation is high, to even just keep at the same level, you need to be funding at that inflation level. So we've been asking for that, and of course that hasn't transpired. But I think, you know, some of the things that have been coming along with more collaboration between universities particularly has been very good, to try and ensure that we are delivering the programs required with, you know, a diminished capacity to do so. But I think the tapuking of space is very worrying, because we still don't know what the government is going to do in that space. We're still waiting for those announcements to come. And so, you know, there's a level of insecurity and uncertainty about what is the future of vocational education. And we know that, you know, we can't build enough houses because we don't have enough tradies. We can't do a lot of things in the health sector because we don't have enough skilled workers. And if we create this environment of uncertainty, students aren't going to want to go into those places. Staff are leaving those places because they don't know literally what's going to be happening next year. And we would have liked to have seen some certainty. The government has been in place for, what, 8 months now, and we still have no certainty around one of the biggest sectors in our economy, and the sector which drives the economy, in that it provides the skilled workers for our workforce. So this is extraordinary that we still have no certainty.
That was National President from the Tertiary Education Union, Julie Douglas, speaking to me about budget announcements and fees free for students.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.